This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf is being praised for his efforts to combat terrorism. Britain's Foreign Secretary Jack Straw, during a visit to Islamabad yesterday, praised Musharraf for his courage and determination in the recent crackdown on Al-Qaeda and the stepped-up search for Osama bin Laden. Musharraf has broken a long-standing taboo by sending troops into the tribal region of western Pakistan in an unprecedented effort to prevent terrorists from using it as a haven, NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
Pakistan has 70,000 troops stretched along its Afghan border, seeking to bottle up and find bin Laden. Attention's focusing on one semi-autonomous tribal area, South Waziristan. Pakistan's military spokesman, General Shaukat Sultan, says the army is using a policy of carrot and stick to deter people from giving militants shelter.
The carrot and stick policy is that the tribesmen, they have been told that in case there is peace in the area and it's sure that they are not harboring any of the alleged terrorists, they would be given development funds, the roads would be built, schools constructed, healthcare facilities raised. So that is a carrot. And the trick is that in case they don't behave, there would be penalties, there could be military operations, and there could be collective fine to the tribe.
Waziristan is a sweep of mountainous land 120 miles long, whose inhabitants have had for centuries a reputation for being xenophobic and fiercely hostile to outside control. The general says the army's keen to avoid antagonizing tactics, which would bolster bin Laden's support. But, he says, it will use the stick if necessary. There have already been collective fines and house demolitions. Military analyst Dr. Rifat Hussain suggests another strategy is at work.
I think the tactics are going to be twofold. One is to have the local tribes and the sympathizers withdraw their support from him and try to isolate him further if they know where exactly he is. And the second is that if that does not happen, then ultimately resort to coercive tactics, maybe stage an economic blockade of the area and stop them inside.
Pakistan's border operation has raised questions in the US over whether President Musharraf has done a deal with Washington, sending in more troops to the border and allowing US forces on the ground as quid pro quo for an American blind eye to the pardon he gave the nuclear proliferator, Dr. Abdul Qadir Khan. But military spokesman General Sultan insists there are no American forces in Pakistan.
This quid pro quo is absolutely ludicrous. I do not say that it is there is any truth behind it. As regards the pardon of Dr. AQ Khan, that is purely Pakistan's domestic issue. There is no requirement for Pakistan government to do any kind of trade-off on that.
Pakistan's federal government had generally stayed out of the tribal areas, allowing them semi-autonomy under an understanding that dates back to the country's creation in 1947. The end of that deal led to criticism, but wins the approval of some Islamabad commentators. Retired General Talat Masood.
I think it was long overdue, because you cannot have in this modern world a tribal belt which becomes a sanctuary for smuggling or narcotics or giving refuge to, you know, terrorists.
But a previous military commander in the area, retired General Mujeed Ur-Rahman Khan, says intervention in this part of the world is never easy.
Conditions in those tribal areas are very difficult. All terrain there is hilly. There are no roads. And the tribes that live there, they are very hardy people. They hardly communicate with one another. And they have their own laws and rules. So it's a very difficult area.
An area which may or may not hold the world's most wanted man. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.